The Sunday Sit Down on Algoa FM.
Just after 25 to 1. And I should actually have said this last week already. The doctor will see you now. Dr. Carla Thomas, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
You were saying similar weather in East London to in Quebec today. So, Ms.
Windy and overcast.
I know it's still not a waste of a weekend, but, you know, if the weather could just align itself a little more carefully, we'd really like that. Just a little bit of background on you. You head up the Paediatric Oncology Unit at Freer Hospital in East London. You are one of only three who does what you do in the Eastern Cape. That must mean an awesome and awful amount of work.
It does. We have quite a high workload, but it's still very rewarding.
Yeah. You are also on the board of CHOC, or have been on the board of CHOC, were for a couple of years. And they are, of course, the beneficiary of the virtual Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer 2021. Apparently, you have been recognized by your peers for your academic excellence, and you serve on several national organizations.
Yes, no, I do. In my limited spare time,
I serve on some
national parties.
it says that the last question should be on a lighter note, but I think I'd like to humanize you from the start, if that's okay. You also, in your spare time, are to be found kite surfing or mountain biking, and you experience that as relaxing. What?
I did, and I do, but I have an almost one-year-old, so I haven't done much mountain biking and kite surfing in the last year, but I do find them really relaxing, yes.
Okay. A nearly one-year-old.
Yes.
May the odds always be in your favor.
Oh, thank you.
I bet you can't wait for the terrible twos.
I know. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that and the teenager years when they turn three. Apparently, that's a great either.
There's a quote from Modern Family that I absolutely still love from Claire when she's talking to her dad about his very lart-lummicky Joe. And she says, so Joe's three now. Three-year-olds are just bipolar germ buckets. So brace yourself.
Yeah, no, can't wait.
Right, but more about the other children that you work with, the one that you're not responsible for directly. How do you and CHOC, the beneficiary of this year's Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer, work together?
So my life would be much more difficult without CHOC. I have the Paediatric Oncology Unit in East London with a few of my colleagues, and we look after children with cancer, and CHOC plays a huge role in supporting us and supporting the families. So without them, we would be quite lost.
Sure. So a question that we asked of Dr. Yohani last week, but it bears repeating and perhaps a little more detail than we were able to give last week. What are the signs to look out for? And most critically, I suppose it's obvious, but you could give us more detail. How important is early diagnosis and treatment?
So early diagnosis is very important, because the earlier you get the patient diagnosed with childhood cancer, the quicker you can treat, and also the lower the stage of the cancer will be. And so the signs to look out for, CHOC actually has on their website the St. Siluan signs, but I'll just summarize it now. It's any unexplained prolonged fever, loss of weight, easy bruising, easy bleeding. If all of a sudden the child has changes in their eye, so they've got white spots in their eye or a new onset squint, if they've got bone pain or joint aches and pains that are unexplained, if they've got lumps and bumps that are in their tummy or their neck area that are also new and aren't explained, and then also neurological signs, so new onset and severe headaches or fits or limping. So any of those signs, and those can all be found on the CHOC website, and they've also got their helpline on there that if you pick up any of those signs, you can call them.
Right. In a quick sidebar question to you, until they're about, you know, at least two, but possibly three, children aren't really capable of forming complete sentences or explaining in great detail or possibly the necessary detail.
No.
So do you have to be particularly vigilant for changes in particularly younger children?
Yes, you do. And the tricks is when you're bathing or washing the child, just normally as you're washing or bathing the child, you can often feel if there's something there that shouldn't be there, like a lump. A lot of our parents have felt in their tummies, felt something that aren't there, or seen in their necks little lumps, and then have brought the children in. So you've got to be more vigilant with the younger ones, but it can be picked up.
Right. I know that there are almost as many treatments as there are cancers, so perhaps a potentially unfair question. But talk us very quickly through the treatment process, perhaps also how long it can take, and therefore how important an organization like CHOC is, because it's not you come in, oh, you have this kind of cancer, it's just, you know, three of these pills and you'll be fine. You know, it's a journey.
Yes, it is a journey. So each cancer has a different treatment, and they can vary in length of time. So, for example, our children with acute leukemia, they can be treated up for 3 years. Some children will only be 6 months. So it really depends on the cancer. And what it entails is chemotherapy, so intravenous drugs as well as oral drugs. It can also entail operations and radiation. And in this time, the parent and the child are away from home. We have many rural families who come as far as Port St. John's or Sterkspruit or Bazana, and they don't have the luxury of going home every weekend after they've been in for a week of treatment. So we rely heavily on CHOC. We have 2 CHOC houses in East London, and many of those families spend lots of time at the CHOC houses because they can get easy access to the hospital and can be brought to us quite quickly. So, yeah, they give us invaluable support.
Part of the process, obviously, is nutrition during the oncology process for any kind of child. And the Eastern Cape is one of the poorest areas in our country, so that must be another place where CHOC plays a big role. And what kinds of foods would be important for a child who is being treated for cancer?
Yes, so nutrition does play an important role. And many of our children, unfortunately, come in malnourished because they come in with advanced stage disease, and so we have to give them good nourishment in the ward, and we rely on our dietitians. But then once they're in the CHOC house, we rely quite heavily on CHOC, who get donations of foodstuffs. And just really a good balanced diet is important for the children. So good, lots of fruit, veg, and good protein-based diet. So nothing special, but a really good balanced diet. And CHOC does help us a lot with that. And I know that the children look forward to, I think it's Wednesdays, they get fruit delivered from CHOC to the ward also. So they really enjoy that.
Oh, wow. I know that you've pretty much answered this question, but again, to summarize, how has CHOC noticeably impacted the patients who come to you? Because, I mean, there are at least 4 components to what they do in assistance.
Yeah, so they give us, by helping us with housing the children, they provide care packages for the parents and the children. They help us with nutrition. That we have a CHOC employed social worker who is an imperative part of our team, who is with us in the ward and really helps us with counseling the patients and really walking the journey with the patients. And we also have CHOC volunteers, and we have one volunteer who comes in every morning, I think 3 mornings actually a week, and does activities with the children because obviously they can't go to school. So yes, CHOC provides us with many types of support.
Right. that's pretty much us. But I'm thinking to myself, if you could get a babysitter with the kind of wind we're having, wouldn't today be a good kite surfing day?
Probably would. No such luck here.
Right. Anyway, thank you very much for taking a little time out of your Sunday lunch. Are you in the same position as Dr. Yohani was last week? She had been invited to a lunch she didn't have to make.
Yes, I have been invited to a lunch I didn't have to make, so I'll be heading there soon.
Nice one. Enjoy the rest of Sunday. Thank you very much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much.
Cool. Bye-bye. Right. A quick reminder then that there's just less than 2 weeks to go before the virtual Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer on Saturday the 30th. Check out all the details on algoafm.co.za. What we would like you to do is enter so that you receive your race number. Your race number will also also help you qualify for some really cool lucky draw prizes up to and on the day of the walk. You can also, when you enter, you can purchase from the limited pink merchandise range, and there's some cool stuff there. Enter with your school or your corporate or your running club name, and you can also stand a chance to win prizes from MTN. The Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer is virtually bigger than ever before. You can join us from anywhere in the world. You can walk or run or stroll while observing your social distancing Saturday, 30 October. Please also share pictures of you and your family, your friends and your colleagues on social media, and we will paint the internet pink in support of those affected by cancer. It's 65 Rand to enter, and I think we are out of the free shirts, which is a great thing in terms of entries, but celebrate every step with us, please, in the virtual Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer with the beneficiary, the Childhood Cancer Foundation of CHOC, which we've spoken about now over the last two Sunday lunches.
On air.
On air.
Online.
Online. And all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.